Ezra Pound, San Gregorio Beach, and an acid trip to remember. This may sound like a most obvious oxymoron, but you can only drop acid for the first time once in your life. It may seem like the first time on your second, third, or fourth trip, but for the first time is always going to be the first time. The first time I dropped acid was on a Sunday afternoon at San Gregorio Beach, a nudist beach south of San Francisco. It was the summer of 1966. I haven't been back to San Gregorio Beach since that trip, so I don't know what it's like these days. In August 1966, the beachgoers were a colorful melange of bohemians, hippies, Hell's Angels, dopers, and anyone else who enjoyed spending an afternoon naked. After coming off the road from a month-long car trip from New York City to California, I was staying with a couple of new friends in the Haight District of San Francisco. After a Saturday night hearing John Coltrane at a North Beach jazz club, we packed some food and wine, suntan lotion, and a tab of LSD for each of us, and headed for the beach on a brilliantly sunny summer's day in a long-ass convertible. I brought one more item along, a copy of The Cantos by Ezra Pound. Given what I heard might happen when you drop acid, great insights and unrealized mind expansion, I figured I'd finally be able to unlock the mysteries of Pound's poetry. I realized soon after taking LSD that it wasn't like smoking marijuana, sniffing carbona cleaning fluid, or even drinking a bottle of Romalar cough syrup. I tumbled off into outer space without a life jacket. Pound's cantos made as little sense to me then as they had when I was stone cold sober. They did nothing to help me survive what quickly became an out of body, out of control, almost out of my mind acid trip. What saved me that day was thinking about Willie Mays, the baseball-playing hero of my youth. Willie brought me back down to our beach blanket on the sand. He was my lifeline. Willie Mays saved my ass that summer day.